Gold Wave, Part 8, for April 30th, 2008. Hi, this is Rick, and today we're going to continue with our Gold Wave series. This is Part 8. What I'm going to show you today is, one, how to get your peak recording levels while you're recording. And I'm also going to show you how to fix a problem that quite a few people have been reporting lately on the later versions of Gold Wave 5.22 and 5.23, where when you're working with audio, playing audio back, you'll get dinging sounds, and then when you get out of Gold Wave, JAWS won't work properly. So I'm going to show you how to fix that as well. Okay, first of all, in Part 7 of the Gold Wave tutorials, I was talking about using the left and right arrow keys for cursor movement during playback. And one of the things I forgot to mention is there's a setting in the view menu, and if it's not checked, these keys will not work to move the cursor. So,
menu bar, file F, edit, effect, C, view, V.
Let me show you this. We go to the view menu.
Menu, specify, selection, shift, reset, shift, previous, shift, auto, scroll, lock, control, plus L, checked, hey.
Auto, scroll, lock. This needs to be checked.
Auto, scroll, lock, control, plus L, checked.
And you can toggle it with the,
auto, scroll, lock, control, plus L, checked.
Control, L. And you need to make sure that this is checked. Otherwise, when you move with your left and right arrows, your cursor on playback will not move anywhere. Okay, let's get out of this.
Escape, menu bar, view, V. Escape, leaving menus, zoomed, 0.00000 seconds, file untitled 1.
Okay, what I'm going to show you first is a fix for the dinging problem in the JAWS problem with some users of 5.22 and 5.23. If we hit F11.
Control properties, visual tab.
And I'm already there, but if you go to your visual tab.
Tab, status, visual, colon, combo box, blank, less, gold, wave, star, greater.
What this does is it controls the visualizations, VU meters, things like that, that the sighted would use to see their levels while they're playing and recording. Apparently, to some people, this is causing a problem. So what we can do is we can go in here, and there's a bunch of combo boxes, and what we simply do is set these to
blank, less, gold, wave, star, greater.
To blank.
Tab, level, visual, colon, combo box, blank, less, gold, wave, star, greater. Tab, left, visual, colon, combo box, blank, less, gold, wave, star, greater. Tab, right, visual, colon, combo box, blank, less, gold, wave, star, greater. Tab, not selected, 3D bars, less, gold, wave, star, greater.
Yep, and there's one that's not set.
3D bars. Analog meter, left, bars, less, blank, less, gold, wave, star, greater.
And set it to blank.
Tab, frame rate, colon, edit, 60.
Okay, the frame rate you don't need to do anything with. This is just how often the meters are updated for the visual stuff.
Tab, FFT window, colon, combo box, Kaiser 7.
And the FFT is just the calculations used to update these meters, and you don't need to change that either.
Tab, OK button.
And then go to OK.
Space, gold wave, zoomed, 0.00000 seconds, file untitled 1.
And that should fix your problem. I didn't find this out by myself. I seen the post out on one of the mailing lists. I think it was the PC Audio mailing list. But somebody actually told how to fix the problem. And since I hadn't had the problem here, I didn't have any way of verifying it. But somebody wrote me the other day and said they was having the problem. And I told them to try this solution. And sure enough, it worked for them. So I wanted to, you know, pass this along to everybody, and hopefully it will help anybody that's having the problem out. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is I am going to show you, while you're recording in Gold Wave, how to get your peak recording levels. While you're recording, if you press and hold down the control key, which I am doing now, as long as you're holding the control key down, Gold Wave will calculate your peak levels. And once you let off of this, which I'm going to do now, If I hit Alt F6.
Control dialog. Read only edit. Record 5:04. Left parent -10:04.
And if you tab around.
Shift tab. Speed left parent 1. Tab. Read only edit. Record 5:08. Left parent -10:04.
You'll come to this read only.
Read only edit. Record 5:15. Left parent -10:04.
And my peak level while I was holding the control key down was -10.4 decibels. If you want to see this as a percentage from 0 to 100%, you can hit your D key.
D. Read only edit record 533.2 left parent 29%.
That'll give you a percentage. And it says it's 29%, which is somewhat low. If I hit the D key again.
D. Read only edit record 544.1 left parent -10.4.
Okay, so if I hold down the control key and I talk a little bit louder, we can get a bit higher level here. Obviously, my mic levels are a little bit low, or I'm just talking a little bit low. But let's see what we get now.
Read only edit record 6:07 left parent -8.38.
Okay, I'm at -8, so I'm still a little low.
D. Read only edit record 607.9 left parent 38%.
And it says 38%.
Read only edit record 614.9 left parent
38%. And you also hear it telling the recording elapsed time.
Read only edit record 620.9 left parent 38%.
Which is 6 minutes 20 seconds. So, this can come in very handy. Like I said, while you're recording, if you want to know a peak level of a section, just hold down your control key. Then, once you let off the control key, do an Alt F6 to go up to your control window and tab to the read-only box, and it'll give you your peak level there. And then you can just simply Alt F6.
Gold wave, zoom, 0.00000 seconds, file untitled.
And we're back to the Gold Wave main window. Okay. Well, this was a rather short podcast as far as the Gold Wave series is gone, but I didn't have a whole lot to show you this time, but I did want to talk about these couple of things, and I hope these will help you very much to continue using Gold Wave. And hopefully in part 9 I'll have some more stuff to demonstrate for you. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's R-H-A-R-M-O-N 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's R-H-A-R-M-O-N, @blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.